Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey there, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, I suppose you could call it wonderful. No. It has been so unbelievably crazy this weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, there aren't even words at how crazy it's been this weekend. Anyways, that could just go forever.
Yeah. Anyways, let's get on with the show.
Yes, let's.
We're going to start today with things Ben Carson said.
What doesn't he say?
Oh, he's awesome. So we're going to start with gayness must be a choice because prisoners who are raped come out gay.
Wow, really?
Yeah, he told Chris Cuomo in an interview that homosexuality was absolutely a choice because, and this is a direct quote, because a lot of people go into prisons straight, and when they come out, they're gay.
What?
That's what he said.
Well, I have to say, just as a side note, he, as a doctor, is a scientist in sense, because he's a doctor, obviously doesn't know a damn thing, because that's just the most ridiculous thing to say.
I agree.
I mean, but then again, I don't think he's a good doctor either, from all the comments I've heard him say.
Well, he did separate twins, was the first one to do a twin head separation. So he is a good neurosurgeon.
Well, I was going to say, so...
As from what I understand.
But when it comes to...
There's a difference between being a doctor and a surgeon, though.
Well, that was one of the things. And as well as just common sense.
Right.
I mean, there's like none there with him.
Right.
Because, I mean, just when he's having to talk on the fly and, you know, everything else, it just seems to be just gone.
Right. So let's move on to the next thing he said. He said the Big Bang is a fairy tale, and the notion of evolution was encouraged by the devil.
Oh, and God's not a fairy tale.
So he said this. I find the Big Bang really quite fascinating. I mean, here you have all these highfalutin scientists, and they're saying it was a gigantic explosion. Everything came into perfect order. So I say, what are you telling me? What you're telling me is if I blow a hurricane through a junkyard enough times over billions and billions of years, eventually after one of these hurricanes, it'll be a 747 fully loaded and ready to fly.
Really?
Now, this is where I get frustrated because he is a doctor. He is a surgeon. He has basically an advanced degree in biology type stuff, right?
Right, exactly.
And yet, evolution is
the
hand of the devil?
See, once again, my concept is religion really warps the brain. I'm sorry, it does. There's some mental misfiring going on with that. Because it's knocking out common sense. I mean, just saying those words, he has to know, makes absolutely no freaking sense whatsoever.
Right, and this 747 thing has been debunked so many times.
Oh, so this isn't the first time?
Oh, no.
Oh, see, I'm out of it with that.
So, that's an old concept. The old, you can't get order from disorder.
Right,
which is not how evolution works. It's not,
no.
You know, here's a completed 747. No, here it's like here's these pieces that work together well. Let's put them together, and eventually you may get a forced 747, just like an actual plane evolution.
Right. They think this crap happens instantaneously.
Right. Well, I mean, over billions and billions of years, but that's still not how it works, because there's no testing involved. There's no natural selection for the 747.
Right, that's true as well. But, I mean, they just, a lot who don't believe in evolution, period, just think it's all instantaneous. You know, where's your quack-a-duck or whatever the hell they call that
thing?
Crock-a-duck, that's it. My bad.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's like, you know, it doesn't take a lot of knowledge to be able to figure out nothing is instantaneous. But then again, they're stuck in, you know, a world where they get everything so quickly that they can't quite see through the trees, I guess, because they're so narrow-minded. Although I still fall back to the whole concept of it's, you know, they just put their religion over, like a veil over everything else.
Right.
Common sense, science, you name it. They have this veil that blocks out everything.
Right.
Again.
But that's not some of the worst things he said.
Oh, there's more?
Yeah. Planned Parenthood is a plot to kill black babies.
So not just babies, they're just black ones now?
Yeah, here's why.
Oh, jeez.
One of the reasons that you find most of the clinics in black neighborhoods is so that you can find a way to control the population. And I think that people should go back and read about Margaret Sanger, who founded this place. A woman who Hillary Clinton, by the way, she admires. Look and see what many people in Nazi Germany thought about her.
So, is he kidding? Yeah. I mean, obviously not, but... So, Planned Parenthood isn't out to get all babies, just black ones now.
Well, no.
Specifically.
Yeah.
I mean...
They have a higher rate in...
And I just, I'm sorry. You know, I know everybody has this beef about Planned Parenthood and all the abortions, blah, blah, blah. How can people ignore the fact that Planned Parenthood does so much more than that?
They don't care.
I mean, it's amazing how they ignore the fact.
Well, if you look at their concepts, it's Planned Parenthood gives women choices.
Right.
Religion does not.
That is very true.
That's one of the big reasons why they are against it. I mean, aside from the abortions, right?
They use that as an excuse.
They use that as an excuse, but it's really about control of women's bodies.
My God, get but here's over the thing: it.
Margaret Sanger was not a racist.
I think Ben might be.
And it doesn't matter what Nazi Germany thought about her.
It really.
That's just stupid.
It's just it drives me nuts when people pick on Planned Parenthood again, and I find it ironic that their biggest beef is the abortion thing, which, yes, they use that as an excuse, but it's amazing how once that baby's born, we don't give a crap.
Yeah,
don't support it in any way. Take away all the, you know, support, the governmental support that's out there to help families. We just want to control it while it's in you.
Right.
Which is just, it's a whole nother story. Never mind.
Yeah.
It irritates me.
And then we get into the ARC and being president.
The ARC and being president?
Yeah, you wouldn't think those two things.
How do these two coexist?
Here's the quote. I love it when people come up and say, but you've never been elected to any public office. You can't possibly know how to do anything. So let me tell you something. The Ark was built by amateurs. The Titanic was built by professionals.
Oh my God, really?
Really.
That's, wow, really?
Really.
Okay, so he's going to compare his non-public office experience to the...
A 600-year-old man who got divine instructions from God.
Not to mention is fictional, and the Titanic, which we actually found at the bottom of the ocean, which did happen and documented.
Right.
My God, the guy comes up with some really interesting analogies and comparisons for himself and his ideas.
Yeah, and, you know, he's a Seventh-day Adventist.
Oh, righty.
So... They're a little odd anyway.
Yeah, but still, come on. You're still a human with a mind. I mean, it amazes me the stuff that people spew out and they don't think, you know, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Well, what amazes me is he's now trending number one.
Well, that's even more freaky. Hell, I thought it was freaky when Trump was trending.
Well, they're kind of like flip-flopping right now.
Yeah, they're right side by side.
But here's the weird thing. The two non-politicians... are leading the Republican Party.
That's even more frightening.
Yeah.
I mean, hello? One's a businessman and one is
a doctor
who doesn't know much about politics, I think.
He doesn't know much about anything but neurosurgeons.
Right. It's kind of like... And I'm not going to say what it's like because that's not a good thing to say right now. But right. Anyway.
But I have one more thing. And this I have audio for. Because okay. He's so awesome.
Right.
Just because you don't necessarily believe in God or in Jesus doesn't mean that you don't have a religion. Even atheism is a religion.
Okay.
Holy hell, is he kidding?
Yeah, atheism's a religion.
That just irritates the holy crap out of me when they say crap like that.
Yeah. So this is the main reason I put him on the show, because the rest of the stuff's not really all that secular, except for maybe the ARC being president.
Yeah, stupid. But that's still slippery.
This right here pisses me off.
It royally pisses me off. I am so sick and tired of people saying that atheism is a religion.
Right.
I'm sorry. It's not. It's a definition.
Yeah.
That's it. It just tells where you stand on the belief in a deity. Period.
Right. We have... the words just can't come out because it's so frustrating when I hear this. I just want to.
Well, I think what actually pisses me off more is when you have, you know, someone who's highly religious or religious, period, going and telling, you know, me or others or whatever, what atheism is, whether it's a religion or not a religion, what place of theirs is for them to say.
Right.
First of all, you don't tell someone else what their religion is. And second of all, it just irritates me. I can't get over how much it irritates me on when people say that atheism is a religion. It's not. It's just a definition. Get over it. My God. The word atheism, excuse me, is not a bad word.
Yeah, we need to fix that. Just hit the mics. That's fine.
My bad. I got to keep my hands down.
Yeah.
Anyway. But yes, no. Just atheism is just a definition. It's not a bad word. People need to start owning it and stop being afraid of it.
I agree.
I mean, it just tells your stance on how you believe in a deity. You do, you don't, which obviously atheism, you don't. But for us, we're secular humanist, if you want to go with, you know, your direction on how you behave. But atheism just tells a definition on your stance. That's it.
All right. I think we'll move on to the next.
Yeah, I'm done ranting.
So our next story is Virginia GOP openly advertises Christian heritage.
Huh.
The Virginia GOP put an ad in the newspaper claiming that they are defenders of Christian heritage.
Of course they are.
And it reads, "Preserve our Christian heritage, vote Republican, November 3rd, 2015. Tim Martin, the GOP candidate for Commonwealth Attorney, said that he didn't see the ad before it ran, but kind of laughed when called Thursday. He says, "That's funny. I'm Christian, so I don't have a problem with it. As a prosecutor, I will be guided by my Christian values. Paramount in my book is justice, mercy, fairness, and positive values enumerated in the Bible."
And he's an attorney?
He's the prosecutor.
Right. The prosecutor.
He works for the government.
Okay. Why do they have such a problem figuring out separation, church, and state? Period. Especially someone in his damn position.
Yeah.
Because, I'm sorry, you can have whatever beliefs you want in your personal life. That's what it's for. But when you come out, especially if you're a government official, you cannot bring your personal crap with you to work.
Well, maybe you should tell that to Larry Roller, the Republican committee member who made the ad. Because he said, he thinks the Founding Fathers intended that only Christians can hold public office.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Here's his direct quote. Okay. "They said a person should not be allowed to run for office if they were not a Christian. Our Constitution is based on Judeo-Christian principles and biblical principles, and they would not understand how to implement them if they were not Christian."
Wow. So everyone non-Christian should start wearing a badge stating that they're not. Yeah, let's put a badge
on. Yeah. But here's the thing. They specifically put something in the Constitution to avoid this situation right there. They put in that there shall be no religious test for public office.
Right.
I mean, it's in the Constitution.
That's what I don't understand.
By our Founding Fathers.
Why can't they get that through their thick skull? Especially being in all positions of what their job pertains. It's not like they're the trash guy or they're an electrician or they're a plumber or whatever. They're in places where they have to know the laws on an ongoing basis every day.
Right. And they don't care. I don't know if they know them or not. Okay. I think they don't care.
Yeah. No, I think you're totally right. I think it's more of they don't give a crap.
Right.
This is how it should be. This is how I think it should be. This is how it will be. But we're going to ignore the law, and yet that's our job.
Right. So I think we'll move on.
Yes, because it's just irritating me. I think I'm in an irritated mood.
Yeah, well. Luciferian Church opens in Texas with Christians protesting outside.
Of course.
A new church is opening in Texas, and there's some people who are not happy with it. Greater Church of Lucifer had to deal with Christian protests before it opened. Leading the protest was Christian Week, who we may remember as Monster Enemies Are of the Devil. Monster
Come on.
Drinks Are of the Devil.
There you go.
And she busted in on the Muslim prayer in the Oklahoma State House earlier this year.
Oh, they're real sweet.
Yeah. She said, "This is what we get when we have freedom of religion. We are all Christians here and fought against this. We ought to be filling up the whole street here that they have to pass through us to get to the church."
Wow.
Yeah.
So basically, we are gods. It is our religion. No one else is allowed to do or have or say anything else.
Right. So the co-president of the new church, Michael Ford, said they have the right to do what they do, and that's cool with us because we have the right to believe in what we do too, and we need to coexist.
See?
The Church of Lucifer is better than this insane Christian woman. Well, that's
what I'm saying. The more and more news that comes out, the things that the Christians are doing is just digging themselves a hole. It's like the Republicans. They're digging themselves a hole because they're making them, well, themselves. They're basically doing just the nastiest crap they can possibly do. And it's making everyone who they disagree with look so much better because they're more tolerant.
Right.
Tolerant.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Christians are not tolerant in any sense, and they seem to be getting worse from what it seems.
What's weird is she says, Christine Week says she's showing God's love. she literally said this, I love you enough to say either bow now or you'll be forced to bow later and it's too late.
Holy crap. And they want us to join.
Yeah, they want us to join. I don't think so.
It's crap like this on a regular basis that they do stuff like this, and I'm thinking, you want us to join your cult is what I say. And they come knocking at your door, and like a chance in hell. I mean, they're horrible.
Right.
They're mean to each other. They're intolerant of everyone. I mean, even if you have disagreements on what everyone thinks, why can't anyone just let other people, you know, believe what they want as long as it doesn't infringe on someone else? And unfortunately, in this country, that's the problem with Christianity. You know, they say this all the time, but their beliefs are bleeding into our life.
Right.
I mean, you can't get away from it. So they can't sit here and whine and say they're being prosecuted and blah, blah, blah. They're into every aspect of our life, and it's exhausting.
But talking about religions that
suck.
Another atheist blogger was killed in Bangladesh.
I can't believe how this is happening so much.
Yeah. Another secular blogger was hacked to death and three other people were severely wounded in two separate attacks in Bangladesh's capital on Saturday.
I mean, it's a lot harder to be secular in other countries
by far. Yeah. I mean, where they will kill you for it.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Well, here's the weird part. The officials over there said this is an isolated incident.
Not from what I've been reading. I mean, it's happening more and more and more.
Right. I mean, this is, I think, the fifth time in Bangladesh.
Oh, in Bangladesh?
Still in Bangladesh.
Okay.
So it's no longer isolated.
My eye.
This is a coordinated attack on atheism.
Yeah. It's
well, like, on secular people. Well, people who speak secular out against Muslims.
Right.
Where was I? I lost my place. Oh, publisher and secular blogger Faisal Arifin Daipan was killed in Shahbag area while three others, also publishers and bloggers, were hacked and shot in Lamatia.
Yeah, those names probably are nothing like he said, but close enough. But yeah, I can't understand the intolerance to the point that they kill them for it.
Right.
Words don't kill.
And basically, what's been going on is the government is saying, maybe you should stop talking about Muslims.
So blame the victim.
Victim blaming.
You know, I'm so sick of people blaming the victim all the time and completely ignoring the attackers themselves.
Right.
I mean, it's disgusting that they continue to say and do stuff like that.
Right.
With the whole victim blaming and total... That's technically what's wrong with everything going on nowadays. You know, you can commit a crime and you'll just get a slap on the wrist and move on your way. There's no consequences for anyone.
Well, there's... Yeah.
I mean, as far as the thinking mentality of blaming the victim and not paying attention to the person who committed the crime in the first place.
It's just ridiculous.
But yeah, it's really sad that this is going on just for saying words. I mean, obviously, their God, they're very... what's the word I'm looking for? Where they don't have a lot of security in their God if people can just say words and they're offended by it.
Their faith is very weak.
Yes, thank you. Slipping. But yeah, I mean that their faith is that weak that just words make them want to kill someone.
Right.
I mean, come on, grow up.
I know.
Anyways,
there's a new species of canine on the rise.
Oh, yay, science story.
Yes. These animals are of a new genetic makeup.
Cool.
They're called koi wolves.
Koi wolves.
Yeah, well, or the eastern coyote. I like koi.
I like koi wolves. Yeah. That sounds much cooler.
Their genes are about one quarter wolf and two thirds coyote, and the rest is domesticated dog, like German Shepherds, Doberman Pinschers, right. You know, the large breeds.
Right, yeah.
It can be as much as 40% larger than the western coyote with powerful wolf-like jaws. It has also inherited a wolf's more social nature. So unlike coyotes who tend to be solo, want to run in packs.
Yeah, I had two run in front of my car in one night the other night, by the way.
With larger jaws and more muscle and faster legs, individual koi wolves can take down a small deer. A pack of them can kill a moose.
Wow.
Now, they run about, I think I read it was like 75 pounds.
Okay.
Which is, it's pretty good size.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot bigger than a coyote, but not quite as big as a wolf.
Right. Kind of like our larger, mid to larger size domesticated dogs.
Right. Also, due to their genetic makeup, they can eat pretty much anything.
Sounds like they'll be able to stick around a lot.
Yeah. They eat pumpkins, watermelons, garden produce, discarded food, and they don't have the innate fear of people, as much as an innate fear of people and noises.
Right. With the domesticated part of them, they're able to cover much more diverse territory.
Right.
I mean, whether it's a subdivision or it's the woods.
Right.
I mean, and the fact that they have a diet like that,
right.
I mean, there's nothing they won't eat, basically, as far as fruits, vegetables, and the meat.
Right. And I did see one report that said that they are more intelligent than the other three.
I could see that.
That they have one researcher, I haven't verified this, but it was read that they have seen them look both ways before crossing a road.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I read that and I'm like, oh, really? I need to verify that. That sounds really cool.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like with all those, characteristics that they have a chance
here's the thing.
Really surviving.
This species evolved around humans in the past couple hundred years, which meant cars. Those that had the instinctual concept to look both ways before crossing streets didn't get hit by cars.
Right, of course.
So it's a natural selection type thing.
Right, of course, which, is bound to happen.
Right. So I guess eventually we'll see deers and stuff that learn how to look both ways.
Actually, I've seen a few things that are interesting with deers coming out close to a road and kind of paying attention to a car before, making that decision. But that's another story. But it definitely sounds like they have the capability of really being able to survive and raise numbers.
So, here we have an example of evolution in action.
Right, exactly.
They're still canines, but it is evolution working to build a new species.
Right. It's a slow, you're not going to go from a dog to a bird or something in one generation.
Right.
It's a slow process. I mean, the fact that you've taken these three animals with the intelligence combined, basically, and the knowledge.
Right.
And, that in itself, once, the koi wolf will also lead into something else in the future. I mean, it just keeps going. It never stops.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even.
I still can't help it. I love that.
All right. It's 25 episodes, and she still laughs at it every time.
I just really like that. I don't know why.
So, this week we're going back to Springfield, Missouri for this week's Potter Award.
Of course we
are. And no, we're not talking about Justin Burnett again.
Oh, good.
This week, we're talking about his fellow council member, Christy Fulnecki.
Of course. Just can't get away from that area.
Yeah, well, there's some weirdness going on there.
Uh-huh.
As many of you know, and if you listen to episode 14, you certainly will know, that earlier this year, Springfield City Council banned side and underboob in public in response to the Free the Nipple protest.
That's right.
Well, that didn't sit well with a few citizens who began to talk about lawsuits.
Right.
Even the city attorney said they should expect a lawsuit when they were deliberating this thing. During deliberations, Fulnecki said it didn't matter because the city is always being sued for some reason.
Oh, well, that's a good way to look at everything.
Yeah, so it's fine.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Who cares?
Let's just make sure it happens.
Yeah, it'll happen anyway, so we might as well just go ahead.
So she was willing to risk the cost of a lawsuit so she could take away the rights of others.
Well, that's typical.
So I find that very frustrating. And why would you be a council member if you're willing to do something like that?
Yeah, because once again, that's kind of how you go Potter, because it's like, I don't care what, A, the rules are, B, what the people say. I'm going to do what I want to do, and I don't care. I mean, it's, I don't like people right now.
Well, you're going to like her even less.
Great.
So on October 27th, the ACLU did sue on behalf of Free the Nipple protesters Jessica Lawson and Amber Hutchinson, claiming that the ordinance impermissibly curtails plaintiffs' free speech right and denies women their 14th Amendment rights by subjecting them to inferior legal status and criminalizing their expression based on sex.
Yes, that is true. I agree.
Because man boob is not
criminalized. I mean, there are seriously some guys' boobs bigger than some women's boobs.
It doesn't matter if they're bigger or not.
Exactly. Boob is boob. It's just fatty tissue. Who cares? Yep.
So, on Monday, the day before the lawsuit came out, Springfield Mayor Bob Stevens requested that the City Plans and Policies Committee review the indecent exposure ordinance for First and 14th Amendment rights.
Uh-huh.
However, Ms. Fulnecki was not happy with this, and once the lawsuit came out, accused Stevens of not only having pre-knowledge of the suit, but being a conspirator in it.
Oh, jeez.
Stevens claims he knew nothing about it, but Fulnecki continued to state he was being misleading about his knowledge, and the mayor, and quote, the mayor did know about this lawsuit.
Really?
Really. Now, I'm an outsider. I don't live in Springfield. I don't live anywhere near Springfield. I have a couple friends in Springfield.
Right.
Right. I knew this lawsuit was going to happen.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Look where we are. We're on the freaking Pacific Coast.
Right.
I mean, you can't tell me she didn't know. Please.
Everybody knew this was going to happen.
Of course she knew. Of course she knew.
But she's saying that the mayor knew exactly. That's why he said Monday, you should look at the, they're playing coincidences. Right? And I'm like, no, correlation is not causation. He didn't know. He assumed it would probably happen.
Right. You can kind of tell by the way things are falling, this is more than likely going to happen.
Right.
Right.
So he wanted them to look at, you know, what are we going to do when we do get sued?
Yeah.
He was being a good mayor and getting ahead of it.
Yeah, he's trying to be preventative, like medicine should be. Not wait for it to happen.
Even according to one of the plaintiffs, there's no way the mayor could have known the exact time of the suit.
Right, of course.
I mean, she didn't tell anybody. The only people that knew were the ACLU and the plaintiffs. That's it.
Right, right.
Arrogance.
I mean, true. Arrogance.
So she's pissed off that her little pet projects are getting
knocked down one by one.
Right?
Yes, of course.
So the mayor wants to repeal it. Right? Well, she's apparently right in line with Justin Burnett, and we know how Justin Burnett is.
Right.
But it gets worse.
Of course.
On October 30th, the mayor made a statement that Fulnecki and her position on the council may be in jeopardy.
Okay, why?
She failed to pay her business license for the last 7 years.
Holy crap, 7 years? I could see, okay, maybe last year, but seven?
Seven.
Jeez. That sounds like on purpose.
Yeah, since Section 1915 of the Charter of Springfield states, no person shall be entitled to hold any office or employment who is in arrears for any city taxes.
Okay, so does that make what she's done for the last 7 years null and void?
No.
No.
Sadly enough, no.
I was going to say, that kind of sucks.
Now, it may be that the city sees this as a fee and not a tax, but I think it calls into question her character.
Well, that's more especially, of what I'm thinking of.
Especially since part of her job in her business is to advise clients on government compliance.
Even more so. I mean, hello. I mean, oh, geez. It just falls into the same category as, you know, people who work with children and turn out to be the pedophiles.
Right.
You know, it's just like, this is your position and you're doing exactly what you shouldn't be doing based on your position.
Right.
I mean, and that's actually more of what I was thinking concern-wise was her character.
Right.
You know, because not paying, you know, not doing this for 7 years, obviously it shows she's not exactly the best of people, I guess you could say.
Yeah, there's other things about her. But I think the worst thing that we're about to cover.
Okay, of course.
And this one is a big pet peeve of mine.
All right.
So what it is, on social media, people go to her political page and talk to her about how she's doing things, right?
Okay.
So she deletes and bans negative comments.
She can't do that.
She can't do that.
She cannot do that. She can't do that. She's on a government page.
Right.
Because this isn't her personal, right?
No, it says politician.
Okay.
It says Christy Fulnecki for Springfield, which would lead any common person to believe that it's her city council page.
Right, of course. But it kind of blows my mind at how many government officials, I guess you would call them, tend to ignore the fact that they cannot delete posts from right. people, even if they don't like what's said.
Right. It's you a, know. It is soon to come up that they're going to consider Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, whatever, as public forums.
Right. Because even when you go for a job, you know, they'll check out your Facebook page.
Right.
You know, well, so.
So personal pages are different. You can delete and ban whoever you want. Right.
Of course. But I'm saying.
Public officials can't do that.
No, I'm talking about in the context that, you know, your boss looks at your personal page, right?
Right.
It's the same context as they're in a political position. And, you know, we as people who comment on it, when we look at her page, it's a government page. And she, not just her, but there's so many of them out there who constantly delete things that are said just because they disagree with it or don't right. like it or so, whatever.
And that would be no different to me than telling someone they can't or stopping someone early in a city council meeting. That's right. how it feels.
Right.
Because we're trying to give our public comment on public policy.
Right. And you cannot take away people's freedom of speech.
Right.
Which is what they're doing. I mean, it's even stated that you cannot delete the blog, you know, whatever right. people post.
Right.
Just because they're going to whine and cry and say, I don't like what they're saying, so I want to take it off.
Yeah. And that is why Christy Fulnecki wins the Potter Award for this week.
Because she does what she wants to do and doesn't give a crap what other people have to say.
Correct.
Or what the rules are.
Yeah.
Irritating.
That's all the yakking we have for you tonight. Join us again next week as we resume the assault against your eardrums. If you can't seem to get enough of us, check out our Twitter, Facebook, and Google Plus. If you like what you hear, drop by our Patreon page and help support the show. Then head on over to Stitcher or iTunes and leave us that coveted 5-star review. And remember, the government of the United States is not in any sense founded on the Christian religion.